Warsaw is already out waiting in black uniforms. They have orange numbers and orange trim. Raiders in white uniforms, Kelly green numbers, and gold in the trim. Again, we're right across from the scores table in our usual spot in visiting radio. Warsaw will be going from our right to left here in the opening half of play. And it'll be Winchester to jump it up. Gabby Gates is there with her for the trip to the semifinals. Here we go. Ryan Eakins is in charge of the crew this week. Up she goes, and we're underway. Northridge wins the tip, and they'll be working to our right here in the opening half. Goodwin, left side for Muhammad, down to Gates on the baseline, 15 feet out. Up the sidelines for Goodwin. Goodwin drives in, throws it back to Muhammad, now out to Miller. Sabrina to the right side for Cross. Now she'll fake a pass and throw it out for Gates. Runs down to the block, threw it out top. Goodwin left to the key, back in the corner for Gates. Out the top for Cross. Right side for Muhammad. Now to the right side for Miller. To the top for Muhammad. Trying to drive left, cut off. Now to the top of the circle, Goodwin. Down to the right side of the lane. Looking for a backdoor cut. That ball will trip, and we're going to have a help ball. And the air belongs to Warsaw. Northridge has it for 42 seconds. They don't even get off a shot. And now Warsaw will face full court pressure here by the Raiders. Warsaw did have 17 turnovers when they played the first time. On the inbounds, Neely will get it into Bricker deep in the backcourt. Now back to Neely, and she'll bring it up. Muhammad's going to guard her to start the game. Now Neely hands off to Bricker, far side of the center circle. She'll drift off to the right. They start a count. Bricker started in and then backed up. Looking inside, they can't get it in. Zartman steps off to the left for a three-pointer, and it's good. Zartman starts the scoring. A minute five in, Warsaw leads 3-0. And that's the one thing that Doug Springer just cannot stand to see. At the top, Muhammad drives the left corner, throws it out for Miller. Miller on the drive in the lane, backs in on a Bricker, half hook is wide, and the rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Winchester up the near side to Bricker. Bricker at the arc, started in, and then dribbles to the middle. Her pass is deflected into the backcourt, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. A last touch by diving Morgan Cross. Neely let it go because I think she thought she was closer to the sideline, and she thought that ball was going to go out of bounds, and nobody from Northridge was going to be able to get to it. In reflection, Alexis wishes that she had gone back to get it, because if she had, they would have had a 5-on-4 the other way. They get it into Bricker. Bricker will walk it, right-hand dribble, then left, then right across the center circle. Off the right, now to Chastain between the circles. Looking for Winchester, can't find her. Now hands back to Zartman. Zartman lobs underneath, good catch by Winchester, forced it up and in. They had two players there when Winchester got the ball, but she scored anyway and Warsaw off to a quick 5-0 start. In the between the circles, Goodwin drifts off to the right. On the weave for Cross. Picked up on the switch, driving in, lost the ball, taken away. I think she just lost it. Winchester with the steal. Neal across the timeline, Winchester left side to Bricker. Bricker against Miller, crosses over into the corner for Zartman. Zartman off the screen, back out to Chastain. Now to Winchester between the circles, back out to Bricker. We play 2.5 minutes, Warsaw leads Northridge 5-0. Now to the near side, Chastain. They bounce it down to Winchester on the little block left. She'll turn against the double team and had the ball stripped out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders. Out of bounds to Warsaw once again. They'll throw it in baseline right on the court to our left. And it'll be Chastain this time to throw it in. And all four Lady Tigers lined up along the free throw line out top. Into the corner to Bricker. Bricker drives the lane, kicks it out. Winchester's open and shooting. And it's good. It's a three-pointer. And Doug Springer has seen enough. Timeout Raiders. It's a full timeout with 5:20 left to go here in the opening quarter. Warsaw 8, Northridge nothing. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, you can't ask for much better of a start. Warsaw up 8-0. Northridge, I don't think, has shot the ball. Up top, here's a long jumper, no good by Muhammad. Rebound to Neely. Alexis takes off, splits a double team, racing right down the middle, puts it to the basket, and missed it. Now the rebound's grabbed by Miller for Northridge. In transition, Miller takes it all the way down to the left block against Bricker, then ran out of space. Throws it to Cross in the wing inside the arc. Now she'll work on Neely. stops, leans in, shot it off balance, no good, foul called. Lenny Krebs wants to know why there wasn't a foul at the other end. It's a fair question. Neely gets the foul. That's her first. Cross to the free throw line. Northridge, not a good free throw shooting team. 66%. It's a little better than they were at the point where when they were in the Tiger Den, where they were 64%. Cross, free throw is up and in. Northridge is on the board at 4:46 of the opening quarter. It's 8-1, and here comes Cam Conley into the game for Northridge for Muhammad. Conley with 42 three-point baskets this season. Second one by Cross is also good. Raiders are on the board. It's 8-2. And they lob inbounds to Winchester against full court pressure. Winchester across the center circle. Now hands back to Neely. Neely will hand in close proximity to the scores table to Bricker. Bricker against Goodwin. Bounces to the near wing for Chastain. To Neely at the free throw line. Fakes one handoff. Hands off to Bricker. Down the baseline against Conley. To whistle. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Bricker backed into Conley. Conley hit the deck. And it's out of bounds to Northridge. So after an 8-0 run, Bricker's got her first foul. And the Raiders with two free throws and an opportunity to come down and score and get back into the game. Across the line, Goodwin. Dribbles right off a screen from Conley. Takes it all the way to the wing, dumps it down for Cross. Cross backs in on the double team, kicks it out for a long three-pointer by Conley. It's in and out, and Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Winchester surrounded the backcourt. One hands it up, head near side for Zartman. Dribbles into a 25-footer and missed that one. And the rebound's grabbed by Northridge. Grabbed by Miller. Miller up the far side, across the timeline, at the three-point arc, at the free-throw line. And she threw the ball away, but it's picked up by Gates. Gates down the left side of the lane, flips it up and in. 8-4 Lady Tigers. Northridge has scored the last 4 points. Winchester to Chastain. They do not guard her closely. Neely, right of the key beyond the arc. Hands back to Winchester. Now on the weave to Bricker. Bricker backs into the center circle. Goodwin pressuring. Bricker got around her. Dumped a no-look pass underneath the Chastain for two. 10-4, Lady Tigers by six. 3:18 left to play here, opening quarter. Goodwin drives left, kicks it out. Miller on the drive to the wing. Not the foul line. Gates shoots it left-handed from there and missed it long. Winchester's got another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets ahead to Bricker. It's a 4-3 if they hurry. Bricker down to the left elbow. Double-teamed, back out Winchester. One dribble and a fake and a three. It's no good. Chastain the rebound. Kicks it out to Bricker. She tries a three. That's no good. Rebound to Northridge. Goodwin has it. Racing down the middle of the floor. Gets to the free throw line. Spinorama. Flipped it up underhand. Oh, and they're going to call a foul. And Alexis Neely, that's a huge call in the game. With 2:46 left to go in its first quarter, Alexis Neely now has two fouls. And Lenny Krebs will have to make a change. Neely was pretty much stationary. There wasn't a lot of contact there either. Goodwin to shoot the free throw. It's up and in. Delaney Villema checks into the game for the Lady Tigers, and Neely comes to the bench. Goodwin looks to make it a 4-point game again. With under 3 minutes left to go in the quarter. Free throw up and good. Goodwin makes both. Villema breaks the press. Bricker in transition. Rises up for three. That's off the mark. Rebound. Winchester had it and grabbed it. Warsaw gets a reload. Out to Bricker. Bricker a fake and a drive. Down to the left side of the block. She'll fake again. Lean in. Kick it out. Villema. Right corner Chastain. Now to Villema. Now to Winchester between the circles. Well, she'll hold and things will settle down. Right wing for Chastain. Out to Bricker near the center circle. Bricker holding. Miller close enough for a count. Near side to Villema. Villema out top Chastain. Now on the right side to Bricker. Out to Villema again. Left side Winchester. 2 minutes left to play first quarter. Warsaw leads Northridge 10-6. Zartman out top for Villema. Back to Zartman. Back to Villema. Delaney, very near the center circle. Warsaw not within 30 feet of the basket right now. Vilma wants to throw the ball to Winchester, but can't get it to her. Now Zartman to Vilma to the near side to Winchester. She'll dribble around a double team and take it right down the lane and put it up and miss it, but a foul called. Winchester looked to the corner like she was going to throw it, and at the last second turned her shoulders and went to the basket up the right side of the lane and drew the foul. Lily Scholl, their big girl off the bench, 5'10 freshman into the game, and picked up the personal foul. That's her first. Winchester to the free throw line, where she this season was an 81% free throw shooter. Big deep breath from the junior headed to Ball State. First one's up and in. 6 first quarter points for Winchester. 11-6 Lady Tigers. One more coming up. And that one's no good. The rebound is grabbed by Northridge. Scholl grabs the rebound. Warsaw's lead is 5. Right sideline for Conley. High pass. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. They trying to feed it into the post. Scholl and Winchester got tangled up just a little bit as Kelsey Rain comes into the game for Vilma. And Zartman will throw it in, and Northridge is pressing. And they get it in the backcourt to Bricker. Bricker will start it forward, and as she does, the Raiders turn and retreat. On the right side for Chastain, out to Winchester between the circles. Hands back to Zartman. Zartman off a screen from Winchester. High pick and roll, nothing open. She'll lob it back out to Bricker near the center circle. 1:10 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw with an 11-6 lead. Right side, Chastain. Dribbles it out to the center, hands off to Zartman. Zartman starts left, gets inside the arc, kicks it back to Winchester. Good patience here by the Lady Tigers. Good half-court defense by the Raiders. 50 seconds left. Left side, Chastain. Down to the left corner for Bricker. And the ball is poked out of her hands and out of bounds by Morgan Cross. And it remains Warsaw basketball. Great to have you with us here on this first night of the girls' basketball state championship tournament. Chastain with 44 seconds left to go. Throws it in. Foul line extended. And gets it into Red. Who'll turn and shoot a three-pointer. And miss it badly. But Winchester's got the weak side rebound. Winchester finds a cutting Zartman to the basket. She puts it up. It wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Miller for Northridge. Miller racing up the right side. Peels off. Gives it back to Goodwin. She shoots a three-pointer. And it's good. Her 18th three-pointer of the season. It's 11-9 Lady Tigers. Bricker off a screen to the middle, pressured here by Cross. Gets rid of it to Chastain. They lob down in deep, caught by Winchester against a triple team. She got tied up, and there's going to be a foul call. The Northridge fans are going to be really upset. They thought it was going to be a held ball, and it's going to be a foul against Northridge. And out of bounds to Warsaw with 11 seconds left to go in the quarter. And I think Scholl's got another one. Am I right? They have not put it up on the board yet. It's Northridge's second foul of the quarter. And now the officials are having a chat with Lily Scholl. Are they going to change their minds? Yes, they called the foul on 41, I see. They called the original foul on 41. It's really on 42, and that's Scholl's second. So that's a key piece missing from Doug Springer's bench core. Warsaw with a chance for the last say of the period, leading 11-9. They were up 8-0. Chastain left baseline in the corner to Bricker. Bricker drives from the left, gets in the lane, up and under the basket, missed it, fights for her own rebound, got her own rebound, fakes again, shoots it up, and scores. Bricker scores, 1 second to go. There's the buzzer, end of the first quarter. Warsaw 13, Northridge 9. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 on News Now Warsaw.